This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
Bitch.
All right, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. Attention. Do I have everybody's attention now?
Burn it down!
This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally, The Rock has come back home.
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
D-F-T.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Billy's got two words for ya!
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to undeniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hot Tag!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my house.
Oh, welcome everyone to the Amos Pro Wrestling Podcast. Scotty Villa, UK Tom, my name is Mike. Starting hot already.
Woo!
What's going
You're
on?
Welcome.
Just finished work, pal. Right into the pod, right into pro wrestling talk.
Yeah, man. I'm excited about it. Really am. I know I say it every week, but I mean it every week. Feels like I haven't talked to you guys in a while.
I can't wait.
We talk every day.
I can't wait for you to open 1 week. You're like, I'm not fucking excited. I can't stand being here.
Actually,
this
if you go back to
nightmare.
If you listen to our WrestleMania 39 episode, it starts just like that.
Yeah, it does.
And that was a bad day. Real bad day.
That was a great day. Great day at work.
Struggled with that one. That was a bummer. That was a real big... Actually, you could probably even go back to this past WrestleMania. Same thing, I'd imagine. But, hey, we're not going to be a bunch of boo-boo-faced Bill Goldbergs here, all right? We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a fun time. Everyone, energy up, 110%. Okay? It's going to be a good work day here on the pod. A good work day, all right?
All this fucking time for you to hate Bill Goldberg. I can't fucking stand you someday.
No! No, it's fine. This is how human emotions work. Things change.
No.
People's opinions and feelings change over time. It happens. Bill did it to himself.
You told me I can't change my opinion, and I don't. Fuck you, Sami Zayn. Fuck you forever.
Fuck you.
You guys
Scott.
Can't do that because you guys turn on him for no fucking reason, for no fault
yes,
of
we
Sami
did.
Zayn's at all. Sami Zayn did
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, he was a
wrong.
Whiny little bitch.
He did nothing wrong.
He was
wrong.
A whiny little bitch.
No, he was. He was
not. Apparently,
who would just... not stop cutting shit promos?
Tremendous promos. I'm sorry you didn't grow
shit
up in an era where people appreciate how people just say positive things and things that they like. I'm sorry you didn't grow up in that. You grew up in the PG era where we had to say dumbass all the time. Fuck's sake.
Dumbass.
There's no way that was what made his personality. Do you hear how UK Tom talks? Fuck, when Toyota Tom comes out, it's a bloodbath. No one's safe. Wives, they're getting buried.
Fucking Brandy Rhodes.
Great start. Great start.
Hot start. Hot start to the show. Whew. Ozzy Osbourne's dead.
If you remember.
And it's very sad. We got the news today.
I was not expecting you to drop it in the show like that.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me. Don't pop me with somebody dying. Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We discussed it before the show.
Insensitive as all hell.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry he's gone. Yeah, I loved Ozzy. As I said,
dead at 76.
Dead at 76. I'm a big Mr. Tinker Train guy. Love Mr. Tinker Train, but we lost a legend. And spin it all around, he is, like Tom said off air, a WWE Hall of Famer. Tom?
His appearances in WWE, they were fun for what they were. Like, him at WrestleMania 2, stoned out of his fucking face.
Yeah.
Managing the Bulldogs. Hilarious.
I mean, like,
he doesn't know where he is or why he's there.
The Bulldogs he's also rocking stoned that, out of their faces.
He's rocking that, like, Miami Vice attire, yeah. Like the hot pink jacket and pants and the white t-shirt underneath and the blonde hair, which is still, it doesn't work for me. I'm like, how's that Ozzy with the blonde hair? But it's him. But
style icon, really.
Really?
So then he had the SmackDown theme for a while, which actually was a song that I really liked.
Yeah.
I Don't Want to Stop. Great. I think he performed it live on SmackDown a couple times.
I think so.
I remember at least twice. So that was good. And then he came back and did the guest host thing with Sharon. And he talent segment in the ring. And watching Ozzy pop for Chris Masters shaking his tits will forever make me laugh. But also one of the funniest things, if you go to segments, is watching everybody panic when Ozzy picked up the mic. Yeah. Because his line of "get that man a bra" was not scripted. They did not script anything for Ozzy to say.
Oh yeah.
So when he picked up a mic and they were like, "Oh fuck, live TV, Ozzy Osbourne has a microphone. What the hell is he gonna say?"
Magic. They just knew.
Watching the people panic, like, I think you can even see Michael Cole in the background, just like, oh fuck. So I'm not usually one for celebrity inductees, or like Cyndi Lauper I would be fine with because she was a huge part of the success of WrestleMania, and like Logan Paul eventually, and that'll be fine because he was around for a long time.
You're a big Jelly Roll guy.
Jelly Roll.
I've been telling everyone that you're a huge Jelly Roll fan. Am I wrong on this?
He's not. I'm interested to see how that goes. But at least with Ozzy Osbourne and the celebrity stuff, he turned up and he made an effort most of the time.
He did, though, like in that era of guest celebrity hosts and GMs and all that, whatever that awfulness was, there's two guys. It's Bob Barker and Ozzy Osbourne that are the only two good performers, celebrities to come in and do that bit, do it well, put effort into it and just be entertaining. And the rest of them, I can't think of another one that would even be remotely as close to as good as what those two acts did. So yeah.
Jon Stewart.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Jon Stewart was great. he was great. He got involved in the SummerSlam. He was at the SummerSlam. So
he's at the biggest party of the year.
Dr. Ken got a concussion.
Who did?
Dr. Ken.
Oh, right.
And John Cena threw him like a sack of shit.
Good. He should have. But that was a hard era to be watching pro wrestling. But guys like Ozzy Osbourne come in and just be themselves. and know when the camera's on to turn it on. So yeah, you can't deny it. He was entertaining as fuck in the music world and when he stepped into pro wrestling every now and then.
It was hard for you. Could you imagine what it was like for me being like 15 and not knowing who the fuck these people are?
Well, you didn't know Jeremy Piven when he came to present Summerfest. You don't remember that?
I remember that. I don't know who he is. I still don't know who he is.
That's Ari fucking Gold.
It's Ari Gold. Yep. Yeah.
Who?
God damn.
21 years ago. Karrion
Kross. That who does not apply. Or the Wyatt Six.
So, for those who listened about a month ago, and if you didn't, where the fuck were you?
Fuck you.
Shame.
Yeah.
For those listening, fuck you.
Yeah, my dad, Papa UK, discovered AEW, and christened Mike Bailey as Speedboat, and we came up with a game where I send him pictures of wrestlers and he tells me what he thinks their name is.
Oh, man.
Awesome.
Well, the first one went to him this morning.
Awesome.
I think I texted the group chat this morning and just said I howled at the name he sent me back.
I'm very excited. I've been looking forward to this. You never know which way these could go.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some of them that I will not be reading on the air.
Can I ask a quick question? It's not just AEW wrestlers, right? It's just wrestlers.
No, it's any wrestler. Yeah, I'm sending him. So it'll be one a week or however often we want to do it.
Okay.
And it'll be any wrestler from any era.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
And the rest of the In My House team do not know who it is. So I will tell them the name that's sent and they have to try to guess who it is. I will be offering no clues other than the name itself.
Ooh. Oh, man. This may be the best Tom segment on the show.
Can I request one adjustment? Can we at least find out what era it's in?
No.
Okay, it was a request.
I don't think so either.
Okay,
I don't think so either.
It's fine. It's fine.
The name's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think it'll help you.
All right, ready.
Today's name for you to try to guess who this is Purple Lightning.
Purple Lightning.
See, if we had an era, Mike, this might help us a touch. Now we got a bunch of dead air.
Well, so the gear is purple.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I'll do as well is
my guess.
When we're done here, Scott, I'll send you the picture I sent him.
Okay.
So you can include it in the little.
Oh, perfect.
Little. Oh, no, that would ruin it for the. Anyway, it doesn't matter. What's your guess, Scott?
1, 2, 3, kid.
No.
Fuck. He has purple gear with lightning bolts on it. That was a fucking TV.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to break my rule and give you a clue, but I'll tell you, you are literally nowhere near.
Okay, oh, my fair. God.
Right, here comes the Encyclopedia of Wrestling Monday Night Mike.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio.
It was not Rey Mysterio.
How many guesses do
Chris
you get?
Chris Jericho.
I was just going to say, you can. How many guesses do you want to do each?
Well, he's already got two. I've only guessed once.
It wasn't Chris Jericho. Scott, you get one more guess.
Okay. Purple Lightning. I already guessed the best answer is 1, 2, 3, kid.
But it's not the best. It's not the best answer because it was wrong.
Well, I think it was the best.
Just think of who's in purple. 1, 2, 3, kid's a good guess.
It was a good guess.
Thank you. I should get a half a point for that.
Shut the fuck up and
take a point.
I'm not going to sit here and relish in your 1, 2, 3. That was wrong.
Is it a singular wrestler or is it a tag team wrestler?
It is a singles wrestler.
Okay, because I'm wearing the Rockers t-shirt. I'm like, oh, maybe it's the Rockers, but it's not. Purple Lightning. This is the first picture you sent to your papa?
This is the only one of the game.
Okay, so
far.
I'm trying to think like Tom thinks. Oh, this would be a good one to send to my dad. I'm trying to think how Tom thinks.
Ooh, that's a scary thought.
Purple Lightning. Purple's throwing me off big time. Not a lot of people wear purple.
It was, I think I got another one.
Well, how about this? I'll give you another one of the names he sent me as a possibility.
It's the same wrestler?
Yeah.
He's... fuck, then I didn't want to jump the gun on Chris Jericho if we were going to get another name.
He sent four names for...
Okay, if anything, we should only get one guest per name.
Yes.
Okay, well, for next time, we'll do that.
Yeah.
But, I guess Chris Jericho carries over into my...
Here it is. I've got my guess.
Okay.
My guess is The Undertaker.
No.
Oh, fuck. I thought I had it.
I think Tom's dad would know The Undertaker.
Yes.
Oh.
He's not sending him The Undertaker.
I'm not.
I know how much Tom loves The Undertaker, though, so that's why I went with it. And I just looked at his action figure.
Another name. I don't know if this is going to help you at all.
Oh, I'm very excited, though.
Purple Death.
Purple Death.
So you would have immediately gone Undertaker there.
Can I have a question.
I may choose to not answer it.
Yeah, that's fine.
What the fuck? A lot of questions.
Are these all major promotion or are there indie guys involved as well?
It will only probably be WWE, WCW, ECW people, or AEW.
Okay.
So okay. I'm not going to send him GCW people. There's no
point. Okay.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So like Blue Kane isn't going to show up out of nowhere.
No.
Okay. Cool. Can you repeat the name, please?
Both of them? Yeah. Purple Lightning and Purple Death.
Purple Death. Purple Death.
So purple is going to be involved in every one of them. Yeah.
I have one without purple.
Purple Death. Oh, okay. Okay. Who else wore purple? Purple Death? Chris Benoit wore purple, right?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, Shane Douglas, calm down.
I mean, that's my guess, but clearly that's a no.
I'll give you I'm not going to break my rule with no clue.
Yeah.
But no clue.
But I will say, I think you're focusing on the wrong thing.
Wrestlers? Oh, it's a girl. Okay, hold on.
You're focusing. Oh, no, I didn't say that.
Oh, I just thought we were focused on penis, like male wrestlers.
But yeah, that tracks for you.
Not wrong. Dong. See, The Undertaker.
You're focusing on the purple quite a lot.
Lightning and death.
And death, Jesus Christ. Purple has been the common thread.
Lightning.
You're focusing on purple too much. Here comes a third name, purple something.
I've got a guess.
Okay.
Is it Sting?
No.
Oh, I was going WCW Sting. Damn it.
The third and last name is the Praying Mantis.
Can I guess the 1-2-3 kid again?
Sure.
I'm not going to.
But... sure. Oh, you just did. Fuck you.
No, that was a question. That was a question. And you gave another clue and Mike hadn't even made a guess yet. For the last name.
Did you say there was four names? Is the fourth one something you can't say on the pod, but you're going to say to us anyway, and Scott's going to edit it?
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah, I can edit it. I'm going to have to do a lot of editing.
That's right, you'll edit it. Absolutely. I want you to edit in all of Ozzy's best moments from the show The Osbournes in when we were talking about him as well.
Sure, that's right.
So, yeah, a lot of work for you tonight.
Purple Lightning and Purple Death.
Did you say you had another guess?
And the Praying Mantis.
And Praying Mantis. Purple Lightning, Purple Death, Praying Mantis.
Rob Van Dam.
Ooh, I like your thinking, but no.
That's a great guess.
Scotty, you got one guess left, and then I'll tell you who it is.
So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking purple is just like some of the lighting in the background. If it's a live shot in the arena, like part of an entrance. I'm gonna guess Mankind.
You would be incorrect.
Oh man. First of all, before you reveal the name, were any of us even remotely close?
Oh fuck no.
Oh shit.
I love this game. I love this game.
I went all like new.
Are you ready?
Yep. Who do we got?
Mommy always wins. Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley. Wow. Yeah. You know?
Where does the lightning come in?
He's wearing lightning in the gear.
Oh, that's
him.
The Mania I'll text you the shot. Picture. That's from Mania.
It's her Mania gear.
Yeah, with the makeup and everything. Name too.
Yeah.
Praying mantis.
So like
I guess with that pose, yeah.
Praying mantis. Yeah. Huh.
Interesting.
So the picture's on its way, as is the fourth name.
I would have got it. I would have got it for sure.
I'll tell you this right now. If you like and subscribe our YouTube page and send me proof, I will tell you the name if you DM us what Tom sent. So hit us up on.
You can sign up for the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast Patreon. That's right, $100 a month, and we'll give you the. We'll give you the UK Tom's dad's real name for Rhea Ripley.
$100 a month. You can play the game with us.
You can play the game. Yeah. Yeah. Scott, can you get that audio of that big guy singing Triple H's theme when we said you could play the game with us?
That was a fun game. We should definitely do that again.
Oh yeah, yeah,
we absolutely have to.
Maybe not every week, but I'll get him some wrestlers sent to him.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll throw it in.
Fun for the listener, why don't you tell us on the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast socials, what was the fourth name that UK Tom's picked for Rhea Ripley? You let us know.
Hit us up on the socials at In My House Pod. That's where you'll find us everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, hell, even Blue Sky.
What the fuck is Blue Sky?
Coming up on the show, we've also got a little bit of chatting about some SummerSlam stuff coming up. There's some big main events coming up in SummerSlam this year, and I'm getting pretty pumped for it. I know it's two nights. The best part of it for me is that it's on a long weekend, so I don't have to worry about having the Sunday scaries because Monday is a day off. So very excited about that. But you know what, Tom? You are right. What the fuck is Blue Sky?
Is it still a thing?
I still post on there somewhat regularly for the podcast. I might have missed a couple episodes, but couldn't tell you if we get any traction or not. It's just another pod or platform that a good handful of people. It seems like a lot of AEW wrestlers and their fans are on there. I don't think the Fed ever promoted it or pushed it. So,
yeah,
which is fine. But I feel like I'm forgetting something. Is there anything else we talked about before the show that I forgot to mention or that we haven't talked about yet?
Yeah, we're on Blue Sky.
We're on Blue Sky. Talked about Aussie. Yeah. Did the UK dad deal?
Yeah.
This is me being a bad producer. But anyway, I was watching Raw.
He's on holiday. He's on holiday. Yeah,
that is true. That is true. I am on time off, and it's going fucking awesome. But I watched Raw Tuesday morning, which, by the way, is so much better than watching on Monday night. I don't know. It flowed better. I enjoyed the whole show.
How long did it take you to watch it?
I mean, probably still a good hour and a half, maybe hour 40.
Woof. You can really shave that time down.
90 seconds.
90 seconds, guys. Some stuff, you know what, though? If the 90 seconds grab me, I'll find full segments of stuff.
Yeah.
Monday night Mike is our 90 second man.
Yeah. You don't need any longer than that. That's the first piece of merch too. There you go. Man. No runs with today's show.
I'm telling you right now, we do need to get some merch. We need to get some gear with our logo on it. But I was watching Monday Night Raw on Tuesday morning, and I got two very different promos. One to start the show and one to end the show.
Yeah, one was shit.
Okay. Go on, Scott.
I enjoyed Gunther and CM Punk quite a bit, good. Actually. I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought Gunther came out and was just a grade A prick, like talking down to CM Punk. And I love the fact that Punk just kind of sat there and took it.
You know what I liked? I just liked that Gunther came out as the big, bad, scary, going to hit you hard heel. That's just like, I'm not going to put up with your shit, Punk.
Yeah.
Shut up. You will listen to me and then I'm fucking leaving. None of your clever retorts or anything like that. Sit down, shut up and listen to me.
And
well, they know because you can't out talk them.
Right? No. And that's exactly it. And for the inner child in me, like, I felt like I was watching WWF superstars back in the day with two of the biggest stars in the world talking about, I'm going to beat you in the ring. I'm the best wrestler in the world. I'm the best on the planet. I'm going to pick you up and drop you in this ring, and then I'm going to leave with the championship. And sometimes being that simple is super over for me. I love it so, so much. And Gunther delivered. I like the fact that as soon as Gunther was done, he left the ring, and that was the end of the segment.
Yep.
Like, the music's on, Punk can't say shit, and Punk's just sitting there going, how do I one up that? You know, he's trying to figure out what he's going to do next week to try to get under Gunther's skin. And I think they're trying to build Gunther back up to being that monster heel. When he defeated Goldberg, once the match was over, he rolled out of the ring and left because they had to do the whole speech thing afterwards. The time before that, it was Gunther and Cody. And did we get a handshake at the end of that match? We got some sort of acknowledgement, like, I respect you, this, and that. And I think that's the second time this year Gunther's done that. Against Randy Orton as well, I believe, where it was like a bit of an acknowledgement of, hey, good match, respect you, but I got the upper hand this time. I don't want to see that from Gunther and Punk. I don't want to see that in this feud or anything like that. Do that behind the scenes, backstage, release it next year on WWE Unreal Season 2. I don't want to see that in the ring. I'm excited that Gunther's coming out pissed off, mad, because now we've got a guy that's saying, I'm the best wrestler in the world, and Gunther's going, the fuck you are. I'm that guy. And it needs to stay that way.
You know, when he said that, like, to CM Punk, he's like, I'm the best wrestler in the world. Why didn't Punk actually retort? He's like, didn't you lose to Jey Uso?
I wondered that too.
Via a sleeper hold? You ain't the best.
And the crowd was chanting, you tapped out, quite a bit. By the way, hot crowd in Houston last night. But the crowd was chanting that quite a bit, saying you tapped out to Gunther, where he couldn't talk. He couldn't start his promo. And
did we watch the same show?
Oh yeah, we did. You just you dropped the ball on listening, Tom.
Like, they weren't making it any fucking noise.
Not for some of the women, unfortunately, but
not for three quarters of the show.
Because I love a good what chant. Boy, I can't get enough of them. They are my favorite thing.
Hey, whoever the fuck Mattress Mac is got a hell of a pop.
Dude's over huge in Houston. In Houston.
That Mexican OT or whatever the hell.
I'm glad you said something after.
Whatever. OG, OT, whoever that was.
According to the lower third on the name bar, it just says Mexican rapper. So that's the guy. I don't know who he is.
That fucking helps. And I'm real glad they wasted some airtime showing him.
Honestly, watching Monday Night Raw on Tuesday morning shows me how much time is wasted on that show with the amount of sponsors that everything has and celebrities. And I know I'm not breaking any news here to anybody, but good Lord, nobody gets entrances anymore because they got to do ads for Snickers and fucking TurboTax and bada bada boom, bada bing, all that shit. So
you can go to downtown Regina and see 500 people that look like that fucking rapper idiot. But crackhead looking fucker.
But getting back to CM Punk and Gunther, in my opinion, I believe it's going to be the main event of night one. Which way are we leaning, though, is Punk going to finally get that championship that he hasn't been able to hold since coming back to the Fed?
I hope not, because I want Gunther to hold the title for longer than that.
Punk's probably a better person to have it on than Gunther in this climate of WWE. And it kills me to say that because I agree with Tom. Like, I think Gunther should keep holding that title, but I'm pretty sure they're going to give it to Punk.
Is Punk the right parade into WrestleMania? And then Punk loses again at WrestleMania.
He can lose it before WrestleMania.
Yeah, but then that's another short run.
Another short run to get him into the WWE title.
Yeah.
I'm notorious for when I pick a wrestler that I'm always wrong. But
me too.
I really, really am. Even like if somebody's like, hey, who do you think is going to win the hockey game tonight? I'll pick a team, be like, yeah, this team's got it all. And I'm always fucking wrong. But anyway, I truly, truly, truly believe that Gunther is winning at SummerSlam. I don't think
I would. I love it if he does.
I hope so.
I think this will be the beginning of, I think this will be the beginning of Gunther being a monster heel again. I think this will be CM Punk's best match in probably 15, maybe more years. This will be one of CM Punk's best matches ever because Gunther's going to bring it out of him. Gunther is going to make him work. He has to. I don't think Gunther's going to work down to him. I think CM Punk is going to work up to Gunther. It's going to be real.
We can only hope.
Only hope. Only hope. Are you guys happy with, it looks like it's most likely going to be a tag team match that Roman Reigns is going to be involved
yeah,
in?
Yeah, they've announced it. It is.
It's confirmed. Okay. Are you guys good with that? Do you like that? Do you think Roman needs a bigger spotlight?
Couldn't care less.
I think it's a fine way to bring him back in the fold. Don't fucking run that into the goddamn ground, though. Let's not make this a program that stays around for 3 fucking months.
Yeah.
I do agree.
But that's
with
a
that.
Fine way to come back and just get your reps in the ring on a big stage. You don't need to gift Roman that kind of spotlight anymore. He had the fucking spotlight.
They should be using Roman exactly as they are to get people like Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed over.
Yeah. Then they better fucking win at SummerSlam.
And they should. And unfortunately, Roman Reigns in tag team matches usually means he's with a fucking Uso. And at the moment, that means he's with the worst of the two. So, although I don't know which one. Why can't he, when he's making the save or doing a run in, why can't he fucking run? Why has he got to walk out, look at the crowd, and then do that stupid bend over, crouch down, like he's got to fucking mop up his ass, waddle to the ring?
He's referring
shift
to
your
Uso.
Fucking legs.
Yeah. main event, Jey Uso. Main event, everybody.
Fucking idiot.
Tom's not wrong. It irritates me as well. I hate that we're in this era, it seems like, where if someone's doing a run-in or trying to save one of their brothers or best friends or tag team partners from getting a beat down, that you pose and have fireworks and you do your
fuck you, shit. Edge. You can get in the fucking bin as well.
Damn.
I gotta say, the main event segment of Monday Night Raw, which was the promo with Paul Heyman and his two goons face to face with Roman, I didn't like it. I thought it was a throwback
was
to
boring.
The PG era. I agree. It was boring. It was soft. It was just it exactly that. It was boring and soft. Nothing was really fun.
Do you know that Paul Heyman is a dumbass?
He's a dumbass. Yeah.
I don't want to. Roman, if you can't use big boy words, fucking don't. I'm not saying you gotta say he's a piece of shit or an asshole, but if you're gonna give me this like cool badass baby face guy, you're doing dumb shit that you did in 2016 and it sucks. So knock it off.
He's gonna be suffering succotash again.
I didn't think that promo was that terrible.
Awful.
Yeah, I'm not.
You watched 15 seconds of it.
How do you know that wasn't the thing I went back to?
Because you haven't said that yet. You've only established for us and the listening audience that you've only watched 90 seconds of Monday Night Raw. So I have to go with the facts that you've laid out.
To the audience who actually listened to the show today and know that I'll find full segments out of that 90 seconds. Yeah, the OTC's back. Of course I'm watching that segment.
Oh, all of a sudden, Monday Night Mike's acknowledging Roman every time he's on TV now. I'm not.
Where have you been?
Clearly not listening to the show.
Exactly. This guy hates me. I get it. Fucking bitch.
Bitch.
Again, I've never thought Roman is the best of talker anyhow.
He's not.
He really isn't. So you guys going in to be like, it's fucking awful. You're like, it's exactly what Roman Reigns has done. The difference now is Paul Heyman is on the other side of this.
And that could be the downfall to the whole angle.
I think there's going to be another member to that faction introduced at SummerSlam.
The Heyman faction?
Yeah.
Yeah,
There has to be. But who? Yeah. You're going to bring Damian Priest in? Who are you bringing in?
If they bring Damian Priest in, I'm punching you in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Mike. You're getting punched in the face.
You just Just put a real sour taste in my mouth. Damian Priest joined that Heyman faction.
I'm worried it's going to be Santos Escobar.
If I'm booking, I know who he can't take the Cody cutter.
The Cody cutter. He's got to get him away from Cody. Put him on Raw.
If I'm booking, I know who I'm putting in that faction. But with the way Triple Paul has been booking recently, I'm losing my faith in you, Big Nose.
Who
who would you put in?
Who are you putting in?
Who would
just
I
wanted that Big Nose dig.
I did. Yeah. I would be putting Austin Theory in there.
Oh, you're a fucking idiot too.
I would go a veteran and I would go AJ Styles. I know it's really hard to turn him. He's just kind of back as a baby face. He's doing the thing with Dom, which is fantastic right now. So it doesn't make sense, but I'd love to see a veteran with the career that AJ Styles has. Being that leader and then letting the younger guys do all the work.
One of the younger guys is a little green to be doing all the work. And Bronson Reed ain't that young.
No.
An Austin Theory.
I agree with you're good. That's a great call. I don't ever want to hear Bron Breakker talk ever again. I don't think he's good.
He's the top dog now.
His new gimmick is a mute.
I mean, when
he kind of should have been to begin with, you know?
Yeah.
Like, be that fucking muscle. No one's looking to you for riveting promos. That being said, guys, we're talking about wrestling promos.
Like
MJF is on my screen on Monday Night Raw.
That being said, he's definitely got the Steiner body, but he's also got the Steiner promo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey. Shut up.
Yeah,
but you have to work on it at some point. Like, you have to get there at some point.
Yeah, but they have Heyman right now, so use him.
I agree. I actually
Heyman's go back to the bloodline, brother.
I like the interaction between Roman and Paul, where you could see Paul kind of back down, be like, "You'll always be my tribal chief. I'll always acknowledge you." To me, if I was booking that or writing that, I would have had the two goons going, "Paul, what the fuck are you talking about?" And have Paul be like, no, just we're fine, we're fine. So we could tell that Paul was lying about that. So we could tell that he wasn't truly acknowledging Roman. I think they could have added that a little bit more as well.
Yeah.
Also, the thing where Bronson Reed was basically eating the Money in the Bank briefcase and caressing it and trying to get it to come on live TV, it was just annoying the shit out of me.
Put the briefcase in the back. I don't want to see it.
It's not your fucking briefcase. Why do you have it?
Don't let me see it until
there's
Seth
a Subway sandwich
in.
Locked inside. Bronson's just hungry, brother. God, you guys are just all over these people today.
It was a bad set. That should have opened Raw.
Yeah, I agree.
Nah, Punk and Gunther should have opened Raw. Rightfully
I don't,
so.
I don't think Punk and Gunther should have closed Raw, but I don't think this should have closed Raw.
The Io Sky versus Stephanie Vaquer should have closed Raw because that was the best match of the night. Even with all the shenanigans,
a wrestling match ending a wrestling show. What a fucking good idea.
Yeah, nope. That's not a thing they're going to do.
Same as a wrestling show starting a wrestling show. A wrestling match.
Wrestling seemed like stocks were high on Monday Night Raw. Sheamus versus Rusev.
Awesome.
Fire so Rusev. Yeah. Why is
Why?
He here?
Why?
Oh,
Why?
My that God.
Because it's Rusev Day. That's
that
why he's here.
The crowd had no reaction to him. If I'm booking, somebody walks out, gets that reaction. They walk back. Fired. Get
you
the
need to
fuck
fire
out
all
of
the
my
women,
building.
Then. You need to fire all the women, man, because they're not getting huge pops.
Useless.
They're not getting huge pops. Io pops out all the time, and she doesn't get a reaction until she's in the ring. Tom,
good match
come on, Tom. It was
Rusev
a fantastic
Sheamus
match.
Sheamus was good.
I'm back at
fire
Rusev.
That man.
I'm
add right now. Nothing.
What does Austin Theory add?
Right now, nothing, because he's been on main event.
Gone.
Use
gone.
Him.
I love you guys. This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Welcome to my
to my house. It's my house. Yowie wowie.